I'm Ashley.
And I'm Lacey.
And this is United States of Murder's very own
Wacky Wednesday.
Okay. Here we are.
Here we are again, back so soon.
Wacky number 300. Mm-hmm. Just kidding. Yes. Well, I have two.
Okay.
One sucks and one sucks even harder. So
we'll just...
Which one do you want? One's kind of sad sucks.
Ugh, sad first.
And the other one is also sad sucks.
Oh, well, so. Okay. Just surprise me, I guess.
All right. Mm. Are you ready for this?
Yep.
This is going to be a bad one.
Okay. Well, mine's not bad. Well, I mean, if you're PETA, never mind. Just go ahead.
This is not great.
Okay.
Okay, here we go.
Your face.
I know. It's awful. It's one of the worst things I've ever read.
What?
I'm like sweating right now.
And you're bringing this to me now?
I know. I'm sorry, guys. Sorry, guys. If you're driving to work, I'm about to ruin your day.
Oh, my God.
The parents of a baby who was decapitated during birth have alleged in a lawsuit that the hospital where their son died attempted to cover up what happened.
Yeah. Hold on. Yeah. I'm very confused.
Oh, I'm going to fill you in.
Like it was a medical thing?
So on July the 10th, 2023, Jessica Ross was told her baby had died during delivery at Southern Regional Medical Center in Riverdale, Georgia. But 3 days later, after she'd already been discharged from the hospital, her and her partner, Travion, were informed that their baby had been decapitated.
How?
They were unaware. They were just told that their baby didn't make it. Said the attorney representing them, they were not told of the condition of the body. The family filed a fraud and negligence suit in August. On Tuesday, the county medical examiner's office ruled that the cause of death was homicide. Though it is possible for criminal charges to result from the incident, the cause of death being listed as a homicide does not necessarily indicate that a crime has been committed, but instead means a person's actions caused the death. At a press conference, their attorneys claimed when the couple asked to see their baby, the hospital staff tightly wrapped him up and propped his head, which the parents believed constituted an attempt to conceal what had happened.
Well, absolutely,
to
they
their
were.
Baby. It was lies and cover up, their attorney said. The director of Clayton County Medical Examiner's Office confirms that the office was shown a picture of a tightly swaddled baby. It looked like they had presented a very healthy, very good-looking, beautiful child. The complaint also alleges that hospital officials encouraged the parents to cremate the baby and told them an autopsy was not needed.
Oh my gosh.
Which the couple claim is an attempt to destroy evidence. The medical examiner's office press release, the office says it was notified of the decapitated baby by the funeral home, not the hospital.
Holy crap.
Yes. It is our belief that the hospital should have contacted us. The circumstances, because there are a lot of unanswered questions and cause for trauma, we think we should have been contacted.
Yeah.
And that's the reason why we took jurisdiction over the case when we were notified. They confirm that the attorney's office confirms that they were notifying law enforcement about the circumstances of the baby's death. The medical examiner's office said they notified the police department also about the incident. After the death was ruled a homicide, Southern Regional Medical Center told news outlets that they could not comment due to pending litigation. You haven't heard anything about this case?
No. I just don't understand how it happened.
So their OB, allegedly, their doctor, used ridiculously excessive force while trying to deliver their son.
What?
The ME said the death resulted from directly from a fracture of the cervical vertebrae of the spine.
Was it a C-section or was it vaginal?
It started out vaginal. So Parents said they were lied to and were prevented from touching their son. They never held him. They wrapped him and held him up, and they didn't touch him. They were propping his head up. So
how many people were in, like, witnessed that birth? Like, at least
the doctors, the nurses, the anesthesiologists, everyone that was in that OR, the mom, the
and
dad.
No one was like, no one gasped. Said a how do you word. Be a human and oh, not even like.
It makes me have tears in my eyes now. If even I talking about like, it.
And they just kept, oh my God.
So she goes into labor. Everything's normal. Child doesn't properly descend during delivery. The shoulder gets stuck behind the mother's pelvic bone.
That happens.
Max's head got hung under my pelvic bone. So she asked for a C-section but was denied one.
What?
Well, if you can push and there's nothing wrong medically, they won't just give you one. If you're already in active labor, there's a lot to it to go to an emergency.
Yeah.
Operation. So if you're just if you're pushing and pushing and they think they can get the baby out, they're not going to just go because the parents request it if there's nothing wrong. So there's nothing wrong there. She's pushing, the baby's hung. They will try to. Exact scenario for me, I pushed for 3.5 hours with Max, busted blood vessels in my eyeballs. His head was hung under my pelvic bone, and they kept trying to pull it down.
Why do they keep trying at that point?
Baby's not in distress. I wasn't in distress. They're going to try to get him out with the least medical intervention as possible. It's not an emergency yet. As long as everything's going well.
Yeah, it just seems so.
So the OB tried delivery using traction to the baby's head.
What does that mean?
They
like forceps,
put something on it to try to pull it down.
Oh my God.
And this resulted in the decapitation.
Oh my God.
And other injuries, multiple skull and facial fractures.
Because it wasn't going to come out.
Because it wasn't coming out.
Oh my God.
They then go to move to a C-section. And that's how the baby was delivered, through a C-section. The chief investigator was notified after the funeral home contacted them because it was unusual that they hadn't been involved. So the funeral home was like, we got to contact the medical examiner. Like, this baby has been decapitated.
That is so, I can't even believe that.
So currently everyone is being deposed, from the doctors to the nurses to the scrub techs. Anesthesiologist, everyone
they should be, who in my was opinion,
in that room.
I is cannot being believe deposed. No one said a word.
This is one of the most.
They wanted to keep their jobs. I get it, but sometimes your humanity is more important.
Horrible.
How did they live with themselves until it was out in the open? Truly.
Horrible, horrible, tragic.
If you would have told me that story before I gave birth, I would have like, it would have been over. I would have requested a C-section out the gate. Oh my God, that's awful. That is.
Told you. Sorry I ruined everybody's morning.
Oh my God. I'm just thinking, like, when I gave birth, there were so many people in that room. I would think, like, if that happens, everyone would be like, I don't know.
And I know it's.
Or someone would be like, wait, what?
Well, I wasn't there, obviously. Oh, I don't God. Know, and that's, I know it's hearsay, thing. But all I can do is speak from my experience, which was similar, but obviously resulted in a much, much different outcome. Max's head was hung. They kept trying to pull it down.
Oh, God.
The inside of my legs were black and blue. Oh, I mean, they were rough. God. They were trying to get him out. He wasn't coming. So they did ask me, we can use forceps to try to get him out, or we can do like suction to try to suction him out, or we can go ahead and move forward with a C-section. It was 2:30 in the morning. I had been pushing since 11 o'clock that night. I don't give a damn. C-section. Let's get it done. I can't push anymore. Like, I'm exhausted. My water broke at 11 o'clock that morning. Yeah. Like, I'm done. And within 20 minutes, he was out and fine and healthy and wonderful. It sounds to me, from what I've read, that mom was asking, why can't we just go ahead and move forward with this C-section? And they were like, I don't know their practices. I'm not speaking for a doctor. I'm not a doctor. I don't want to overstep my bounds at all. But I'm like you. It seems like a medical doctor, someone who is educated mm-hmm. in delivering babies, probably has seen this scenario a million times yeah. and is like, okay, this isn't working.
Sometimes it just won't come out.
We got to call it.
Yes. It's like, how long does that have to go on?
Right. Because if you're in the birth, and that was my thing with Max, and what I was freaking out about is I'm like, how long has he been in the birth canal?
Right.
Is it going to cut off his oxygen supply to his brain? Because, you know, that's how sometimes people end up with cerebral palsy and other yeah. things when oxygen, lack of oxygen to the brain can cause serious injuries that you can't fix with medicine. Mm-hmm. So yeah. it's... Delivering a baby is terrifying, people. It's not just what you see on TV and you push and you're sweaty and it comes out and you kiss your husband and it's all a miracle and it's a wonderful thing. It's traumatic as fuck. Sorry if you're pregnant listening to this too.
Oh, man.
You heard it here, folks.
Yeah, Anders was not stuck. Well, so at the time, I didn't know anything was wrong. And it wasn't really wrong. It was just he really needed to come out. And they were kind of telling me, okay, you're going to have to, because I was doing, holding the push for like counting to three. Mm-hmm. And they're like, okay, this, we really need him to come out. And so this time we're going to do four, you know, and he mm-hmm. came out shortly after. But it's, Samuel kind of knew what was going on. And he's like, it's because his heart rate was dropping. But mm-hmm. I didn't know that. Mm-hmm. But he knew that. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, oh my God, how scary. I was totally unaware. Yeah. yeah. I'm like, what the hell? But he wasn't stuck. It was just he needed to come
yeah.
out.
But yeah.
Oh, my God.
Sorry.
That is awful. I feel so terrible for them. I would be so raged. I don't even know what I would do.
How do you even go on?
This is how, why people burn buildings down. Like, I can't – I'm not saying I would do that, but I'm just saying I can see – if that happened to me, I cannot tell you. I don't know. Who knows what that's
I'm not saying it's homicide, but the bottom line is no matter where you put it, no matter how you stack it, no matter what you call it, that doctor killed that baby.
And hid it immediately.
And hid it and covered it.
And propping the head up and all of yes. that, not letting them hold the baby.
Yes. Absolutely and not awful. Telling the funeral awful. Home, the funeral. Did you think they weren't going to find out?
What were they saying the cause of death was?
I don't know. They're probably keeping a lot of this under wraps yeah, because God. It is in litigation and there is a lawsuit. It'll come out. We'll yes. have to update you guys.
That is so freaking terrible. I've never heard anything like that before.
I'm sorry. It's awful.
Luckily, that is not common. Right. I've never heard of that happening right. before. So if you're pregnant, I'm sorry that this happened. This story happened, but that's not a common thing. That's the worst thing I've heard.
I told you. I'm sorry.
Oh, my God. Well, mine is a total normal wacky. It's a Florida story, if that tells you anything. In Fort Myers, Florida, a man is accused of walking into a Bass Pro Shop and stealing a fish. This happened on the night of December 20th, 2023. So
out of the big tank?
Yes.
How?
I haven't been to a Bass Pro in a long time.
Well, you have a little boy, so you'll be taking
oh,
it.
Oh, God. So this man walked in, took a fishing net, like a big one. The big fishing net.
I'm thinking he's scooping with his hands like a bear.
No. So this was a big fish tank. He walks over to their large fish tanks and stuck it in the tank. There were two other guys there with him wearing GoPro cameras on their heads recording all of this. He scooped up a 50-pound Silver King tarpon and ran out of the store with it. Mm-mm. A 50-pound fish. Of course there were witnesses, but the mystery man was not caught in time. And according to Florida Wildlife Conservation, tarpons, I hope I'm saying that right. Tarpon?
I don't know.
Tarpons are protected in the state of Florida. Anyone possessing a tarpon fish without proper certification is strictly prohibited. Lee County Animal Cruelty Task Force is also investigating to ensure the safety of the fish. But the thing is, it's like, unless that guy had a big tank in his vehicle, I doubt the fish was okay.
Well,
how
yeah.
long can a fish live?
I wouldn't think very long.
So there's a photo of the guy who stole the fish, and in my opinion, it looks like a teenager. Yeah. A witness recorded it, and I watched it, and he even called him a kid in the video. Like, look at this kid. So it makes me think that the people there also were like, this is a teenager or, you know. Mm-hmm. So I'm thinking it was a few teenage guys doing a dare or pulling some type of prank. And I wondered if they went to the local high school and brought in a photo of the suspect that they had. And I don't know, because that's where the first thing I would look is like,
well, yeah, they don't have a name.
They have a GoPro, but it's like, surely you could type in like, I don't know. They want people to watch it somehow. You know what I'm saying? I don't know. But
yeah, it's uploaded somewhere.
If you have information on this incident or the suspect, drop a line, to SWFL Crime Stoppers at 1-800-780-TIPS. They are fishing for information.
I swear.
That's a second wacky I've done in Florida regarding a stolen animal. Remember that alligator?
Yes.
In the hotel. Florida, what are you doing?
Well, you did Florida. This first one was Georgia. And now we're going to hop over to Colorado.
Oh, here we go.
So, investigators entered a Colorado funeral home where nearly 200 abandoned bodies were found. Yeah.
What?
Yes. Bodily fluid several inches deep was on the floor and flies and maggots throughout the building. Yeah.
Huh?
So prosecutors revealed text messages sent between the funeral home's owners showing they were under growing financial pressure and had feared that they would get caught for mishandling the bodies. As the bodies accumulated, one of the owners suggested getting rid of them by digging a big hole and treating them with lye or setting them on fire. The county coroner had reported suspicions about bodies being treated poorly over 3 years ago before they were caught.
Oh, man.
He also told them that the bodies weren't being refrigerated and nobody investigated it.
Oh.
Yeah. So 23 bodies that had death dates ranging from 2019 and 61 others from 2020. So
that is too long.
Yeah. So FBI agents say the remains included adults, infants, and fetuses. They were being stored at room temperature in a neglected building in a small Rocky Mountain town.
Ugh.
Yeah. Investigators also found animal remains and bags of concrete. Some relatives of the deceased had received fake ashes rather than cremated remains. So they were putting concrete and sending it to
them. What is up with all these funeral homes in these cases? It's corrupt.
I don't know. It makes me want to open up my dad's at. Well, I don't know. It's like I said, how do you know? How do you know what it is? So in November, police arrested the funeral home owners, Carrie and John Hallford in Oklahoma, after they fled Colorado to avoid prosecution. The bodies were discovered in early October after neighbors noticed this putrid smell. This was near the post office and a few scattered homes. The Hallfords are accused of abusing corpses, stealing, laundering money, and forging documents over several years at the Return to Nature funeral home.
Oh, man.
Yeah. It's based in Colorado Springs. They were each charged with approximately 190 counts of abuse of a corpse, 5 counts of theft, 4 counts of money laundering, and more than 50 counts of forgery. So Carrie's attorney did not immediately challenge the evidence from the scene, except to question the cell phone data that prosecutors said placed her at the facility with her husband.
Mm.
Yeah, not good. John, her husband, remains in custody in El Paso County Jail. So he's still in jail.
Yeah.
That's awful.
Yeah.
Several families who had hired Return to Nature to cremate their relatives have told news outlets that the FBI confirmed that their relatives' remains were in the building among the decomposing bodies.
Oh, gosh.
They thought that these were ashes and they had closure. And then you find out, years later, say your person died in 2019, it's 2024, and you find out they've been in this building that, stacked up with other bodies against a
wall.
That's going
to bring a lot of grief and trauma back.
Trauma.
Lord have mercy.
Trauma. So John Hallford had been worried as far back as 2020 about getting caught. My one and only focus is keeping us out of jail, he allegedly texted his wife. Other text messages between the two talk about selling off assets to cover their expenses and worrying about losing everything if they were exposed. In a 2020 exchange to his wife, he said he needed to begin restoring the building and appeared to suggest various reasons, various ways of getting rid of bodies, like setting them on fire, pouring lye on them, digging a big hole and dumping them in there. He says options: A, build a new machine ASAP. B, dig a big hole and use lye. C, dig a small hole and build a fire. D, I go to prison, which is probably going to happen.
You think?
No one knows what the new machine that he wanted to build was. In another text, he wrote about dealing with the decaying bodies before he gives her his dinner order. I want to take a shower as soon as I get back because while I was making a transfer, I got people juice on me.
Oh my God.
Next text, I want a double cheeseburger, lettuce wrapped with everything minus tomatoes.
How can you,
so nonchalant.
I could not eat. I wouldn't even want to think about food.
Dead bodies, dead babies.
You've got to be a psychopath or something. That is, how could you,
Further details on how the bodies came to be mishandled have not been released publicly. The discovery of the bodies prompted an effort to identify them using fingerprints, dental records, medical hardware, and DNA. So officials plan in the coming days to level the building that the bodies were found in. The bodies did include a former Army Sergeant First Class who was believed to have already been buried in a veterans cemetery with full military rights.
Wow.
Investigators exhumed his body, the wooden casket, and found the remains of a person of a different gender inside, so a female. There was a woman in the box.
Lord have mercy.
The veteran, who was not identified in court, was later given a proper full military honors funeral at Pikes Peak National Cemetery. So in December, relatives who knew or feared their loved ones were among the abandoned bodies watched in person for the first time as the Hallfords appeared before a judge. One woman held up a photo of her son, who she thinks may have been among the mishandled bodies. Several dozen remains have not been identified yet. So the affidavits describe how the bodies were strewn throughout different rooms and how John was seen on surveillance videos treating a body more like a sandbag than a human being.
Oh my gosh.
They had buckets placed under some of the bodies to collect the fluids that were dripping out of them.
What is wrong with them?
It makes me want to vomit. So Return to Nature started in 2017 and offered cremation and green burials without embalming fluids. The Hartfords had missed tax payments and been evicted from one of their properties and were being sued for unpaid bills by a crematory that quit doing business with them over a year ago. So they had no one cremating them, but were still taking money and telling people.
Gosh.
They used all of this money from the business for numerous personal expenses. They bought two cars, including a GMC Yukon that cost over $90,000. The money used by the Hallfords to buy the two cars could have been used and would have covered cremating all 189 bodies that were found. Twice.
Oh my gosh.
Yes. It would have cost approximately $57,000 to cremate all 189 bodies. So they also use these business expenses for personal purchases such as traveling, entertainment, bars, restaurants, cryptocurrency. They use funds to pay for a $2,000 dinner in Las Vegas. Yeah.
Jeez.
So they go back to court on March 21st. And if you have any information or you conducted business with this company, Return to Nature, you are urged to contact law enforcement or call 719-472-3856, or you can go online at penrosefuneralhome@fbi.gov. That's all one word. Mm-hmm. So apparently, Colorado has some of the weakest rules for funeral homes in the nation. They have no routine inspection or qualification requirements for funeral home operators. The state regulators did not conduct one inspection of this funeral home the entire time it was in operation.
That is...
Yeah. What? Be like you opening up a funeral home and saying, yeah, we'll do it.
Oh, Lord.
I don't know why. I guess I would think that you would have to, like, have your shit hanging on the wall.
Something. But they could have printed it. I mean, who knows if it was legit stuff they had.
But, you know, if you're in that level of depression, despair, you've lost your loved one, you're not thinking,
no,
let me see your credentials.
No. Yeah, I would. You're devastated. I wouldn't think about that.
No. But like you said, how many stories have we covered?
So many funeral homes. I'm glad we know someone in the business that
we're like, dude,
we can trust.
Yeah, no kidding. And you just stack the bodies and keep the cash. Did you think no one was going to find out?
Oh, man.
What was your end game? Like, come on.
Ugh, that's awful.
Anyways.
Wow, well, we got a couple of drinks this week. It's exciting.
Fantastic.
From Sarah from Maryland.
Thanks, Sarah.
So she said today, which when it comes out, it'll be February 21st, is our new patron, Patrick R., his birthday. And she wanted to wish him a happy 39th birthday.
Oh, you're living on the edge.
Yes. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Also, I love that they listen to the podcast together.
That's cute.
That's, I love that.
I can't even get somebody to watch TV with me.
Well, my husband listened and then he stopped. He's like, I'm done. I'm done. Well, yeah. Happy birthday.
That's awesome.
I don't have a wacky this week, but I think we need to anonymously read some of our messages that we got regarding the doctor with the cocaine penis situation.
Okay, first of all, you do have a wacky that I witnessed.
Oh my God, yeah, you're right. This just happened when we were recording the other day.
Lacey has a screen upstairs in her attic slash cool bedroom slash recording studio. And the screen has been mauled off. It looks like someone took a weed eater to it. And
we thought a raccoon got it. We had window guys here that we had planned on replacing it because I thought it was a one time, one and done, a raccoon got it.
No.
And you're facing that window.
Yes.
So while we're recording, you witness a squirrel just going to town, ripping it to shreds. And we proceed to watch the squirrel.
I told her, as it's filling its jowls with the screen bits, I said, that's a mama. It's building a nest. It's about to have babies. And she's like, what? Sure enough.
Yeah, we follow it across the roof and this big tree I have in my yard. There's a huge nest.
There she goes.
And she made how many trips that we
witnessed? Probably three or four.
And we went outside and saw the nest and my acquired cat, Kiki. I'm like, what are you doing, Kiki? You're letting this happen. And you said she gave up killing for Lent. That cracked me up.
She's done with it.
She's done. She's given that up.
She's like, this bitch is pregnant. Her husband ran out. She's having to do everything on her own.
Right. Well, I text Samuel that video I took of the squirrel. And he didn't think of it as a nest either, you know, at first.
Yeah.
And he's like, well, we're going to have to exterminate it. I'm like, we are not killing a pregnant squirrel.
She's with child.
She can have every screen on this house.
She's having to do it on her own.
Single mom who works two jobs. Squirrel, for real. But I'm like, we're just going to have to remove the screens because if we get new screens.
Well, she started on this one behind here too.
Yeah, they're the two screens she can get to.
I mean,
they're like $200 a piece to replace. We got a quote. And I'm like, we can't put up new screens.
It's too late. Let her finish.
Let her get it done. Let her have her
babies.
You're
just going to throw them away.
Yeah. Like,
you can't fix it.
I know. I'm like, let's just let her eat the rest of the screen.
She's got to finish. She's got to keep them babies warm.
Oh my gosh. That's a big nest too.
Yeah. She's got a big house.
I guess it's squirrel season.
Her house is bigger than mine.
It's a big squirrel house. She didn't look that pregnant.
Well, maybe, you know, sometimes, maybe this maybe is her first
just,
baby.
Yeah, true.
It maybe takes a while to show.
One. Maybe there's just one. Oh, but do you have a wacky?
Not really. Basketball playoffs were this week. Mm-hmm. Youth sports turned me into Tony Soprano.
Oh, man.
I can't take it. His team lost.
Oh, no.
Which is, it's fine. We're fine. They came in second. They lost by like five. Not a big deal. Few weeks till football starts back.
Oh, gosh.
Basketball's way worse on me and my blood pressure.
Really?
Yes. I think it's because flag football is not as full contact as you wouldn't think basketball
is.
Wow.
Okay.
But it is. And sometimes you get shitty refs. I said it. Sometimes you have, I'm going to stop before my kid never gets picked to play on the
team. I would get more.
It's not, both teams were really good. It's not anything any kid was doing wrong or anything. They're learning the game. They're learning the rules. Sometimes adults.
Oh, I know.
Are not the best.
Listen, all the games I went to in high school and even before high school, people get kicked out. They're screaming.
I'm a screamer. I told you, I turned into Tony Soprano.
I've seen it all.
I'm outside, leaned against my car, smoking a cigarette, waiting for somebody to come out.
And then high school boys, if they lose,
girl,
I remember they were there was a death in the family.
10-year-olds have these same feelings that the high school boys do. And that's a girl I work with, her son, different school, different town, a couple years younger than Max, plays basketball. And we talk about how stressed her and I are at games, how we are biting our fingernails. My face gets red. My neck gets red. I'm sweating. I have to get up and walk to the back. I get so nervous because you see your baby trying so hard, practicing, shooting outside, shooting hoops in the driveway, being excited. Yeah. And then when but it's just like I told Max, there's always going to be somebody better than you.
Mm-hmm.
That's just the way it is.
Yeah.
Not better than you personally, but better at basketball, better at football. You know, it's not, you're trying, you're doing good.
Yeah.
You're still going to win. You're still going to lose. NBA players lose. It's not, but I get his little spirit was a little crushed. Mine was too, admittedly, but he got another little ring. So we went for pizza afterwards and had ice cream.
Oh boy.
It's fine. I will definitely probably need blood pressure medicine
before
tackle starts this fall. And we've never done that before, so.
Oh, that would make me a wreck.
Yeah. So anyways, I guess that's my wacky. Turn into a raging.
That makes sense.
Mama.
I think I probably would too.
I don't act a fool at games. I will stand up and yell, but. I'm not like psychopath. They're going to throw me out and other people are looking at me. Yeah, so.
I get it.
So you have the a few messages.
Yeah. Sent. Yeah. If you have a child nearby.
Turn it off.
Disclaimer.
Move them out of the room.
This is all about the cocaine.
Wiener.
So funny enough, Suzanne, our German patron, lives in the same town as this doctor. She said, it was so special and cringe that we nearly forgot about the cathedral coaster who used a 13th century cathedral as a stash house. Heroin, cocaine, ecstasy, or marijuana. If you couldn't pay, you could have sex with him or dance naked. Suzanne said he looked like an ogre and his trial was in 2010. So like this new doctor made them forget about this for a while. So this guy admitted to 18 of 200 accusations and went to prison. This town in Germany.
Good Lord.
I don't know. And an anonymous listener said that they can confirm that it is possible to consume jazz powder off a man's member.
Jazz powder. I love it.
They're like, I'm afraid that this is going to get flagged, so I'm going to be. But they said, however, it's not the most efficient method of consumption.
Well.
And we got another one saying cocaine has a liquid form that's technically still used in healthcare for pain management and anesthesia. Mayo Clinic has crazy info on it, and I Googled it, and that's true. I don't know that it's like in every hospital, but yeah.
Wow.
But I know you got a really funny one sent to you.
Anonymously,
of course.
One listener wrote, My ex and I used to dabble with cocaine, and we used it during some fun playtime. And yes, I have had someone sniff it off of me.
Oh my God. I had no idea this was...
I mean...
We did ask for people to email us.
We sure did. Another one writes, never had anyone put it on their member for me, but I am aware of its numbing effects. She says, I wonder if the surgeon that used it was trying to last longer. So if you numb it up, mm-hmm. then it's not going to...
Yeah, maybe.
Could be, but...
But he did put it in lipstick and...
And she... And yeah. this person also wrote that, you know, did put it in lipstick.
Yeah, and other stuff I forgot.
She had put spearmint or some type of mint gum in her mouth. And it caused numbing to someone.
Will also do it. Yeah.
So.
And it's the legal version.
There you go. So I'm not suggesting you try any of these methods. I'm wondering what I've been doing with my life because I didn't know of any of this stuff.
I didn't either. We asked and y'all delivered.
And I love it.
Yeah.
Join us next week for more tales of wacky crimes
and criminals
to help you get through your week. Bye.
Bye.